Virtual reality is virtually real, but who will create the content? If a startup called Voxelis has its way, you will. Daniel Turtman is a senior writer for Fast Company and joins us now. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, are you at the Oculus event in Los Angeles right now?
I am literally on my way over to the event right now. So if you hear some traffic noises, because I'm crossing streets in Hollywood.
It is Los Angeles, after all, Hollywood, etc. So there is going to be traffic. So tell us about Voxelis. What is this thing all about?
This is about user-generated content for virtual reality. They're sort of attacking the idea that, you know, when all the virtual reality hardware comes out, you know, like Oculus Rift, when it is released next year, early next year, that there's going to be, you know, a dearth of content, because no matter how many professional companies are making content, it just doesn't scale to the amount that's going to, like, really get millions of people, you know, feeling satisfied with the hardware they buy. So they think that users are the way to do it by creating a system where just about anybody can make a virtual reality game. They showed me a demo yesterday, and they really made it happen. In 5 minutes, they created a very simple game, uploaded it, and I was able to play it on Gear VR. This literally took 5 to 10 minutes.
Hey, Daniel, thank you so much for doing this, and I really hope you are walking safely. What platforms is this going to work on? Will it work on any VR platform?
It's platforms.
And
platform agnostic is the way they put it. They built it on Unity, so it'll work. Initially, it's going to be on Gear. It's going to be on Rift after that, but they want it to be working on any VR system.
And of course, the way this works is you have all these objects which are being created, and they're quickly churning them out, and you essentially compile the objects that they create. But will third-party companies or users be able to create objects, or do they have to wait for the company to make them?
No. So initially, what they're launching right now is their content creation system, which comes preloaded with a couple hundred objects. They said they're going to add more objects every week or so. Eventually, though, they're going to create an app store, and in the app store, users will be able to upload their own objects, so that anybody who's building can, you know, either use their own, use the ones that are preloaded, or buy ones from other people.
All right. Well, how about price and availability? How can people get their hands on this thing?
The content creation tool is available now. And there's a link to that in my story. The App Store is going to be later on. I can't remember off the top of my head exactly when they said. And pricing, it's all going to be free. What you'll be paying for is that content. If you want to, like, buy somebody's object or something, if they make a really beautiful building or, you know, a landscape or something, you'd be paying for that.